Imagine that you're considering treatment options for a 43-year-old woman named Marcia. Her malocclusion is a relatively routine class 1 with mild to moderate crowding that you generally treat non-extraction, with the exception that her upper left second premolar is in the need of endodontic treatment, crown lengthening, and a crown if it is to be maintained. You consider removing this tooth and using a mini screw to bring the posterior teeth forward, but recognize that this may double the treatment time. So the question that comes to mind is, what is the expected survival rate of teeth needing complex treatment like Marcia's premolar? We have some new information from the March 2014 issue of the Journal of Oral Rehabilitation that provides some answers. The report is titled, Long-Term Survival Rate of Teeth Receiving Multidisciplinary Endodontic, Periodontal, and Prosthodontic Treatments. This study was a retrospective study of 87 patients who underwent crown lengthening, endodontic treatment, and prosthodontic work on at least one tooth between 1996 and 2009. A total of 245 teeth were treated. Teeth with furcation involvement, considerable mobility prior to crown lengthening, or a crown-to-root ratio less than 1 were excluded. All crown lengthening procedures were done by a single periodontist whose records were used to select the sample. Patients were recalled for a clinical and radiographic exam to record bleeding point index, position of the restorative margin relative to the gingival margin, pocket depth, mobility, crown-to-root ratio, and reasons for any lost teeth. Teeth with severe caries requiring additional crown lengthening, extensive periodontal lesions, pocket depths greater than 7 millimeters, or severe furcation involvement were deemed hopeless. What the researchers found was that a total of 18 teeth, 13 maxillary and 5 mandibular, were lost or deemed hopeless at the time of recall. The survival rate was 98% for 3 years, 96% for 5 years, 83% for 10 years, and an estimated 52% for 13 years. Survival rate in these patients was not influenced by gender, history of smoking, or the presence of a post. Teeth that had survived more than 10 years showed increased pocket depths and crown-to-root ratios. When examining factors to predict failure, the major determinants were found to be crown-to-root ratio and the position of the crown margin relative to the gingival margin. Like all retrospective studies, this report has its limitations, including some confusion about the response rate for the long-term recall. The authors also stressed that this high survival rate was the result of good interdisciplinary planning and didn't include heroic attempts to save severely compromised teeth. So, if we think back to Marcia, the patient with a second premolar in need of significant restoration, we have information to suggest the survival rate for such a tooth is very high with good interdisciplinary care, more than 80% over 10 years. For more detailed information, this entire article is available in the March 2014 issue of the Journal of Oral Rehabilitation.